You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Over the weekend, Carlton lost another player. Jared and, yep. and Blues fans must be thinking, what have we done? The club said through the president, Luke Sayers, they're going to launch an investigation into their injury issues and perhaps look at doing some things differently. Nothing can do about ACL. Like that's just unfortunate.
I'm not sure why they put out that missive based on an ACL. I mean, ACLs happen. They're accidents. It's not something that you can do more stretches or less stretches or more or less of this and that. It's just an unfortunate set of circumstances.
And they have had a lot of injuries over the last couple of years. So the thing that I'm interested in, and just from a purely salary cap point of view, the six-year, $5 million contract for Williams is not going to work out in their favour. Does it mean, because they are paying him that, they will lose a couple of players? And we've spoken about De Koning and the stretch on the salary cap. Kerno signed 7 years. Mackay signed 7 years. Mm. Cripps has signed a long-term deal. Chera, George Hewitt, Adam Saad, Blake Akers have all signed big deals. So that the squeeze is on at Carlton. And it's not a great position to be in, because when the squeeze is on when you haven't achieved anything, it's the worst possible scenario that you can be in. Now, I understand Richmond. Damien Hardwick's won 3. So let's try and milk another one. Let's get 4 and put us into football immortality, and let's go and get Hopper and Taranto, and let's just put it all out there. Spend every single dollar we've got. Give them 7-year contracts. I don't care. I want one more premiership. It's a different scenario at Carlton. So the flow-on effect from this will be interesting to see how that plays out over the next 12 to 24 months.
That is a real challenge when you're trying to get yourself out of the bottom.
Yes.
9 teams, if you like, where Carlton have been ensconced for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. You don't want to lose those players that can take you to the promised land, but if you pay them too much or you drag people in from other clubs and pay them too much, then all of a sudden when you get to Carlton's position now where they've got some good young talent coming through, it can impact. So it's going to take some self-sacrifice from some of the players. I mean, we hear what they're paid and then we know what they're paid, and sometimes there's differences. And it's going to take self-sacrifice from those who are there, the younger players, to try and build something together. And I think Geelong would appear to have done it as well as Hawthorn did it back in the 90s and the early 2000s.